Eric's out there this morning. He's flown over to Tatum and Shea, and he is hanging out, giving you all sorts of free stuff. That's what he does. It's love. He loves you. He has got himself a Tatum and Shea stop this morning at the Fry's. He's over there. He's got SmackDown tickets, which means one thing and one thing only. Mr. Charlie Creedle will be out there this morning somehow or another. We'll have our own incredible weirdo, Charlie Creedle.
On his way, bus 49.
Oh, he's on. Well, could be on whatever bus he's on. He's getting close. And the SmackDown tickets, he's got those. That's going to happen this Tuesday. Arizona Diamondback tickets, we'll give you those for Wednesday. It's a ditch day. It's a game in the middle of the afternoon. They're taking on the Giants. You can watch your playoff-bound Arizona Diamondbacks. That's amazing. And you got to give Mr. Lovello, the head coach of that team, a hell of a lot of credit for coming in and fixing what was a catastrophe of a squad. 1 year ago, they were just all over. People were talking about trading Paul Goldschmidt and getting rid of contracts and starting over because this thing was a mess. And then Lovello came in and instilled a little discipline and some confidence, and a good ball club broke out. So there they are, heading to the playoffs. And the matchups are kind of right there for them. The Dodgers are reeling. They would see them first. They have been handling the Dodgers for last month. So it's not out of the question to assume they can go in there and knock the Dodgers out. And then it's a crapshoot between the Nationals and the Cubs, more than likely. Maybe even not the Cubs. Could be the Brewers. We'll see. But your Diamondbacks have a legitimate shot here, and the city isn't really buzzing like they could be. They're sitting there on the precipice of goodness. And then tickets to Special Unit. He's got all those, too. Eric, are you there?
Yes. I'm here.
You're ready.
I'm ready to rock. I'm right by the Taco Bell. Might have to
break. Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. Prepare yourselves for a Charlie Creedle sighting. He's going to come out there and review movies. Well, you got wrestling tickets.
He already won some.
Yeah, he got them. He wanted to give back.
He still wants to come out and be around it.
Ninjago and Kingsman 2 are the movies.
Yeah, he's going to review movies for you, too.
Oh, he saw, I have to go see Ninjago this weekend.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday on Facebook that your daughter has a little bit of her first crush, and it happens to be on a tiny little green man.
She loves a Lego, John.
Yeah, she likes a Lego-shaped individual.
I'm all for this.
Yeah.
You can't get pregnant if you love a Lego.
No, you can't, but imagine the weirdos that are going to troll through your house with little pointy heads and the strange man that you're going to have to witness. Yellow, very strange little circular individuals. Yeah. So she likes the Legos. And the problem is going to be is that she's going to get, like, she's going to come to you crying one day when she's, like, 15. Like, what's the matter? We have to go to the doctor. Why? I don't want to say.
Oh, no.
What is it?
I know where you're going with
it. I don't want to say what it is. Let's just say I wanted him to live inside me. Something happened.
That's not going to happen, John.
It could.
No.
It could.
I think she'll get over her little crush.
I have a friend who told me the other day that his daughter, who's 10 or 11, don't remember, his ex-wife called and said, your daughter's a woman. Yeah. Like, huh? So your daughter became a woman this weekend. So be sensitive to her because she's coming to see this. And he's like, oh, no, I don't want her anymore. I don't want her anymore because now the baby factory has started churning.
Open for business.
Open for beeswax for the next 40 years. You got her all ready to go. That she is ready to go. And that thing is just
just don't tell us. Yeah, don't tell us, ladies.
10. She's 10. Almost 11. That's early. Brady, you're right on that one.
Real close.
You're gonna finally have to learn how tampons work. You're gonna. No, yes, you are. I know, but you're gonna have
to shuffle that off.
Yeah, you can shuffle it off, but hope that one of those days she's like, something's going on. I don't know how to. And you've got to learn. You got to learn how to plunge, man. You got to.
If you're
learn
the only one home
to show her, at least. I'm not saying
then
you got to do
it.
I'll
do my duty.
Yeah, yeah. That's disgusting, though. You got to finally learn that. That's gross. Congratulations.
My dad never had to do it.
That doesn't mean you don't have to, friend.
It's a different time. I'm just saying, Brady. I don't know if anyone has had to dive in there with their dog.
Your dad has all. I'm not saying you have to do it.
Let me hear some stories.
I'm not saying you have to do it. I'm saying you have to know how. You should be aware of how to do it in case something goes off.
I don't think you want to hear those stories.
Yeah.
I'm aware. It's a ripcord.
You know what else your dad never had to deal with? A black guy in front of him in the voting line. A lot of things have changed. Let's not go back to dad's time being something you have to. It's not the same anymore. Your dad was golfing when you were born.
It hasn't changed.
It's completely changed. Everything's different now. You got to be aware of your daughter's needs and wants. And as she becomes a woman, you should be aware of all the things she goes through. Be a decent father. You better go learn that plunge thing.
I'm in.
Good on you, man. Good on you. That's not all there'll be in. There's going to be a lot of ins in your life. You're a year away, aren't you?
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before she comes to you crying in a pair of white shorts in the middle of summer. Just like Stephanie Stahlnecker did in sixth grade, Mr. Rogers' class in sixth grade. She blew up. She blew up all over the seat.
Like, you saw this happen?
Oh, sitting two seats over from her.
Oh, man.
White shorts, blue shirt. The lovely Stephanie just started crying, and no one knew why, and she stood up, and it was like she sat down on a tomato.
I think at 10, you got to just eliminate all white clothing.
Yeah, pretty much. As a woman, from ages 10 to 12, you just get rid of the white clothes until it happens.
Why the uniforms, school uniforms kick in.
Yeah, they did skirts. That's worse.
Yeah, then it's just all over the leg and everything.
Firing out on her, and it looks like she killed somebody. Yeah, you don't want that.
Wear shorts under the skirts.
No, skorts. Brady, what you got to do is just get her in a pair of jeans, dark-colored jeans. And then she can stand up and dismiss herself from the classroom without anybody knowing, like we all knew about Stephanie. We knew the day that her flower happened. It was a horrible, horrible event for that girl. Tears. I would never want that call. Your daughter's a woman. Oh, man. Well, then she's on her own. And she needs to find herself a man to pay the bills. Eric's out there, though. He's at Tatum and Shea. Eric, yeah, you got Lego girl. That's actually pretty. I would encourage that.
Yeah, I have a plan, though. I'm going to have an arranged marriage with Alex Toledo in about 30 years.
Okay.
Because she'll run all over that kid.
Yeah, she'll run roughshod on him.
Probably true.
The bad thing is, well, actually, it'll be a good thing that when the divorce does happen, there'll be nothing to split because, you know, it's a Toledo. He's got nothing. He's saved nothing. He's learned nothing from
setting him up right for the future.
That's right.
Don't have anything, son.
It's easier when you divorce that first slut. Yeah. When that first slut disappears, you don't have anything to split with her. You'll be happier, though.
Then you can dive back into real estate.
The second one, you start getting into stuff. That's right. Eric's at Tatum and Shea. What do you got for us, Eric? Anything left?
Yeah, just pretty much everything you mentioned. Dimeback tickets, the tightest stuff. We're signing up for SmackDown. So come on down and see me. I'll be here till 9. Fries. Tatum and Shea right next to the Taco Bell.
Easy enough. Well done. We'll talk to you later. Eric's out there
later,
this morning, enjoying tacos. And speaking of tacos, your daughter's a woman today.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Worst phrase as a man you could ever hear. I know that makes you nervous deep down a little bit. That's got to be true. Because it's
not
a time.
Yet.
It's also, but it's coming. It's on the way. You don't prepare yourself.
No, it is. It's there a lot quicker.
Do you root that she has some sort of problem in that area and it never happens as long as you're alive? And then once you die, it happens? Yeah, I would root for that.
Oh.
I want to.
People concerned for Kirby. Oh, my God. Please tell Brady. Don't let his daughter wear tampons when she first starts, then you will actually have to enforce it. Pads only for a while.
Oh, okay. There you go, Brady. See, these are the things we don't know. Educate yourself.
I'm good with that.
Educate yourself. And that's worse because, you know, when the first time your kid ate by herself and how sloppy and messy it was? Just imagine.
Oh, come on.
You know, like the first time they have to clean themselves in the bathroom and it's never good. The first
Kirby
time they
wasn't
have to,
messy. She all right. was very neat.
When she was pooping, she was messy.
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
First time she cleaned
she's
herself.
She's a bogan.
Did you have to inspect?
That's still messy.
Did you have to inspect? Yeah, I know. I'm sure she's messy. Did you have to inspect the cleanup when she first started to do her own thing in the toilet?
No, I didn't have to.
Ronnie did all
fish
that?
Through. No, you
not
could pretty
fish
much
through.
See.
No. I'm talking about like when she's first doing it. She's like, hey, I'm finished. And you had to teach her to wipe and stuff, and then the first time she did it on her own, you're like,
Ronnie
good?
Was in there. I guess I've been in there once or twice.
Couple inspections.
Saying, I didn't inspect. I was just teaching her, you know, how to wipe. The inspection is after, you know, like if she's throwing her clothes in the hamper or whatever.
Coated.
Kirby.
Well, that's what I'm talking
you're not
about.
Doing right. it.
Then there you go. Because when she becomes a woman, that stuff's
going to
be 26.
Laying. You're 26.
That stuff's going to be laying all over the place. That, I'm guessing, is a phrase she'll never hear from you.
She learned the phrase.
You are 26.
You're 26. She's learned the phrase bacon strip.
Yeah. Because she's got them?
Oh, yeah, she's had them.
You don't talk about a little girl's bacon strips, man.
That's what I That's what I tell
tact.
Her. I go, wait.
Come
you know what?
On, dude.
We're going to take a little break.
I'm out.
We're going to go outside and breathe some fresh air because, little girl's bacon strips.
Part of having a kid, man.
Clean her up. Clean her up, man.
You can only do it so, you know, they're at that age where they got to start doing
you
it gotta themselves.
You got to lie to her and tell her that if she's got those in her underpants, like you guys have got to. Start telling her.
Oh,
that
yeah. That's the first time I saw one with Alex's laundry. I'm like,
make
first
up
off,
some biblical passage that says you're going straight to hell with a bacon strip in
it. No, I just said, yeah, you know what? I'm taking these to school. Post them up.
Oh, man. Put a picture on Facebook. Do something. She's too old for bacon strips now.
Yeah.
That's gross.
You go through a
period. Oh, sure they do when they're kids, but that's as a girl. As a boy, we're just gross. A girl has to be treated on the bacon strips at like age 7. That's got to end fast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, if you don't, if that just carries on where she feels like that's okay.
It's only going to get tougher.
Thongs. She's going to want to wear thongs. Oh.
Maybe that's better.
Deal break. Ronnie, go take her outside and hose her off real quick. Brady's not getting it done.
Turn around, Kirby. That's what I tell her. Ronnie.
Yeah, that's Ronnie's
get
job.
Get in there.
That's 100% Ronnie's job. Yuck. Well, thanks for sharing that. It's 7:42. Better late than ever.
Open book.
I guess so. You're not. You just opened your daughter's book, though. I'm going to throw up on you. It's 7:43. It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. This is the Brady Report. Brady, report it.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. A couple of Thursday fun facts. It takes 872 gallons of water to produce 1 gallon of wine.
How much?
872 gallons of water.
To make 1 gallon of wine?
Yep.
That doesn't make any sense at all to me. Oh, my God. YouTube has videos of tampons and pads and how they work. My 10-year-old daughter did her own research. I had to go buy the pads. It's a great way for a single guy to meet women, though. That is true, hanging around the pad department. Nobody.
Oh, you care.
A lot of girls are going to be trolling that area. That's kind of ladies' night of the grocery store. That's a great way to do it, though, if you're single guy and you stand there going, I don't know what I'm doing. My daughter's 10 and I need help. And some hot girl's like, I will help you. You're going to be the new mom for a couple weeks.
Julia Louise Dreyfus was offered the part of Mia in Pulp Fiction. She turned it down because of her commitments to Seinfeld.
Wow.
I'm not sure what it
was. I didn't realize how many other actresses were offered the part before Uma Thurman.
Yeah, a lot. It's
Jennifer
Louis.
Aniston.
She'll get mad at you if you call her Louise, because Louise has an E on it. Louis. Julia Louise.
Julia Louis Dreyfus.
Yeah, watch the Emmys. They were all over that.
Yeah, they get Louis. She gets grumpy, evidently.
Joan Cusack, Laura Dern, Bridget Fonda, Melanie Griffith, Daryl Hannah, Michelle Pfeiffer, Meg Ryan.
Yeah, all of them got the...
Then Uma.
And had it not been for that, there would have been no Kill Bill because that was Uma and Quentin's idea together. While they were filming Pulp Fiction, they were talking about the...
And then Daryl Hannah got into the mix, back into the mix there. Princess Diana and Prince Charles had only been together in person 13 times before their wedding day in 1981.
She was 19. They couldn't really have her in there a lot over that year of courting.
Queen set that whole thing up anyway.
Of course she did. She was a national treasure before she was a national treasure. Everybody loved Diana. For some reason the English thought she was smoking hot, too, at 19. I thought she looked older than 19. She was pretty, and she certainly looked great next to that idiot. But that made this prince that no one really cared about, the dopey prince, all of a sudden he was a rock star, too.
The fax machine was invented the same year people were traveling on the Oregon Trail, 1843.
You could fax stuff? So Texas Grill was faxing people in 1843? The Great Harry and Grand Babu were receiving texts from... Tex AZ.
Come get that shepherd's pie.
3 generations before Brady did. They passed down the facts in their will. How is that? It's just a telephone line. So they're just saying that they could. So it's kind of the idea of faxing.
Yeah.
There's Diane on her wedding day. She does look, the more you look at her now, like I guess when I was a kid, I didn't think she would.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Yeah. It's that hair.
And him, his horse face.
Yeah. He looked like a twink. Just a goon, complete goon.
The teeth alone were tens, you know?
Yeah, she had it. She made him a better person, like, just visually.
A company called Simply Beyond is selling pumpkin spice organic spray-on spice.
I don't get the pumpkin thing.
You
like
add
spray-on food spice?
spice up your eggs, your sushi.
With the smell of it?
Fettuccine Alfredo.
Pumpkin spice.
But it doesn't taste, it just smells.
It sprays the spice on.
Yeah, sprays pumpkin spice spray. On eggs.
Is it that good?
Nutmeg, cinnamon, and
$11
clove.
A bottle. Free shipping. SimplyBeyondFoods.com.
I guess I don't... This pumpkin thing has passed me, but I don't understand.
They also have a gingerbread and cinnamon spray.
You like pumpkin pie?
Yeah, but it's not like some new invention. Why are we all of a sudden crazy about pumpkins the last couple of years?
It's the fall.
It's become
I know, but this is not the second fall of all time.
I agree. No, but it's all tapping into
marketing,
people hyped up
they discovered
into the Halloween season.
The pumkin thing
fall harvest
has been part of it for... Why is it so big all of a sudden is what I'm asking. I get it, but why?
But it's not pumpkin, it's the spice.
Spice, that's what I'm saying.
I think...
Why?
Because of similar to the coffee deal. Coffee thing's gone crazy.
Well,
and that's where it really was the big.
I guess I get the coffee thing blown up because it was a untapped thing that everyone was doing. I didn't think people were scrambling around for pumpkin all the time.
It is shocking.
And somebody finally said they're dying for pumpkin spice, and we are evidently.
Taco Bell is planning to open about 300 more locations around the country over the next 5 years. And those stores won't have drive-thrus. Instead, they're going to serve alcohol.
Oh.
It's all part of Taco Bell's plan to be more hip and upscale.
Yeah.
Because those are the two words you think of.
Sure, with Taco Bell. And what I also think of is more alcohol.
So they want people to hang out in the restaurants.
Because the only time I really go to Taco Bell is when I'm already drunk. So if I can pile in there and get a couple more pops under my belt at the 130 line... And some delicious treats for under $10. Count on it. That'll be my regular hang. I'll be the norm of that place.
The other business that's stepping it up, that's trying to go a little gourmet, 7-Eleven. Just announced they're going to roll out a bunch of new restaurant-quality meals at stores in Dallas, L.A., New York, and D.C. next week, including chicken parmesan.
Welcome, my friend. You are here, I see. You have chosen the filet mignon with the au gratin potatoes. What a wonderful decision you have made. $2.49. You know it's quality when it's that big and under $3.
$2.49.
It's a beef jerky stick, Oscar style.
I have some news photos of the day. It's a 37-year-old woman, Kinsey Lee, from Fort Myers, Florida. Couldn't get anyone to come fix her down power lines after Hurricane Irma. So on Sunday, she came up with a strategy. She made a sign using hot pink paint. It says, hot single female seeks sexy lineman to electrify her life.
Posted for a couple weeks. Yeah, yeah, that was a while ago.
It's gone viral again.
Yeah, she's... Because people want to bang her. They don't want to help her with her electricity.
Well, the lineman came out the next day. Two linemen.
Guy just emailed me and said, it's an Asian chick wearing white capris that I saw that had some issues going on in the back there when I was in high school. I was compelled to warn her, but I didn't know what to say, so I just let it go. And by the way, the pumpkin spice thing is a mild aphrodisiac to women.
Stop it.
Yeah, evidently that's a thing, too, so... Yeah, the sexy female lady that's been standing by that sign has been like a week. Is she still milking that? She must have got a PR person to redo that story.
According to that, they said it was Sunday, but
I saw it last week after the first hurricane.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. Something's wrong with her, by the way. If you're that good looking, I'm just saying, like, that's something guys should talk about more. If you're that pretty and you look good, you do not need to seek out men via the internet and signs and tricks. Something's wrong with you.
It might be a little,
pretty women don't make it that far if they're normal. If you're in your mid-30s and you're great looking and you're alone and you can't find someone, word's out on you. You need to change what's going on about you. She's insane. Like, beyond normal insane. Like, most women are insane. She's to that crazy level of, oh my God, why are you alone? And then you meet her and you're like, now I know why somebody this hot is alone.
Her husband took the picture.
That could be too. Yeah, if you're that pretty and that alone and you have to resort to trickery via the internet, not even a dating site, that sells your beauty, you know you got nothing to offer outside of your cans and your shape, and nobody wants you still, forget it. You're bananas.
You're seeing all the Halloween stuff hitting the stores. The spirit stores are opening up all over.
Yeah.
Some people are putting up their decorations already.
Yeah, no,
I have one neighbor on my block
doing all
put it
Halloween
up last
stuff.
Week.
That's crazy.
So someone in Chucky, Tennessee, already got a 911 call about their house because the decoration they have is the body cut in half by the garage door.
Yeah, it's a little early for that.
It looks pretty real, so people have already called.
Yeah.
And the police have been over there.
Maimed bodies and dead things laying in your front yard in September. Can't do that. There's people putting up the orange lights on houses now, too. I noticed that the other night. I drove by an apartment complex, and they must be having some sort of a free month for October rent thing because all their balconies are orange and black.
Nice.
And it looks stupid. It really does. I don't get that.
Maybe out here a little bit because people are wanting it to want the cool weather.
Yeah, they're rooting for October to be faster, but it is a Jonesy thing because again, that's another one that nobody ever really got into, and now all of a sudden everybody's decorating their houses.
There's a guy in Santa Fe, New Mexico. This is on Sunday. He was eating a green chili cheeseburger. And while he was sitting there eating peacefully, 25-year-old Anthony Fraser walked up and started dancing in front of him. Then he slapped the guy across the face and stole his cheeseburger.
That's nice.
You don't steal the green chili cheeseburger.
No.
The guy called the cops. They tracked down Anthony, mainly thanks to one key detail. He had a belt around his neck.
Oh, autoerotic asphyxiation, but he needed a burger first.
There's a mugshot of Mr. Fraser.
He's a big dude. So he wandered over.
I love seeing that video.
And just danced and smacked a guy.
Whack!
Yeah, no, that's... You're going to jail if that's me. I'm pressing charges.
Damian O'Reilly, drug dealer in Canada, recently came up with a way to sell pot for 10 times its normal street value. He'd just have to go to jail first. Figured out that he could sell it to prisoners for a lot more because it's all about supply and demand.
Sure.
So he bought 8 chocolate Kinder eggs. Kind with the yellow capsules inside that have toys in them, you know, the little
plastic eggs.
Yeah. They're banned in the U.S., but not in Canada.
And they'll go right in your butt.
And he filled them up, stuffed them up there.
Yeah, and put a tape around that little pop section in the center so it doesn't break in half in your beehole, and they'll slide right in. They're plastic, smooth. You'll eat those like candy backwards.
The plan fell apart. Got to jail. They did the old inspection and found him.
Well, sure. They're a little bit big.
So his plan to go to jail to sell drugs, part of it's true. He's going to spend 2 years in jail with no drugs.
Yeah, he can. So I don't know because I would never really visit anyone in jail. I don't love anybody that much. If you go to jail, it's pretty much...
You'll find love in jail.
No, not that. I'm sure if I went to jail, I would find love. I'm just saying, like, if you went to jail and you deserved it, it's pretty much the last time we see each other. I'm not going to go out there and visit you. They have to inspect your beehole every time you go in as a visitor, too? I remember on the HBO documentary, they do a real thorough search of your body, but I don't remember any checking of the back doors.
Maybe the...
like, for visitors?
Drug dogs, they can pick it up, can't they? It's inside your body.
I'm asking. I mean, we need people to tell us who have,
Yeah, just for the visitors. Yeah,
you're heading to Florence today.
Because even if your kids go to jail, I'm like, he did it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'm not going to go out there and get my butthole inspected, just say hi to you every 3 months. I'll call.
I've never been a visitor, John.
Yeah, me neither. Have you ever visited jail, Brady?
I've been down to the, not a visitor.
No. You've been there for what?
The Madison Street. I got toured by Sheriff Joe about the whole Tent City thing. And then,
that's not a jail. I'm talking about a
real
one.
Well, then I went into the Madison, and when I was walking through the jail part of it, that's that the lady that was in there that butchered her husband, the hairdresser in Scottsdale.
Nice.
and he had just taken her scissors away because she was cutting the hair of the girls. And
they gave her scissors?
Yeah. And then Joe's like, no, you're not giving her scissors.
Of course not.
All right, say what you want to about Joe. He made the right decision.
She's a murderer. Did they give her the kindergarten scissors with the blunt
end? No, she had the
salon. Why would they ever do that?
Scissors, because she's cutting the girl's hair.
No, they've got people for that. You don't let a murderer cut hair. Who was in charge of that? I hope they're fired.
But yeah, I wouldn't butcher the other lady. She just wanted to get rid of her husband.
If Kirby killed someone and went to jail, would you go in and get your beehole inspected to visit her at all?
Or
would
I'd
just call.
How many times could I go?
I'd dismiss that family member. That's enough.
Get out!
I mean, I know if you're showing up to get your beehole. I'll inspect your beehole for that, Brady, if you're interested
in the
sexual
side. I don't think they have
to.
Because if you're going in there and it's still, you're still muling.
Yeah.
There's a process of releasing the goods. That's all
on
video.
Sure, well, but
they
have
video cameras around.
But it happens.
So you'd get...
I mean, clearly it's going on and they're getting away with it.
But most of the time it's in stuff that, you know, in a book.
But I'm just... Yeah, well, you know, they'll inspect your gifts. I'm saying, but that's what I'm asking. Because of muling being so popular, do they have to check that stuff? Because when they do the...
somebody has to check it.
On Night Of on HBO,
right.
And when his parents went in, the mom was, like, devastated. She thought her son did the murder, and she'd go in to visit, and then she'd have to take her shirt off, and some lady would just start mashing her boobs around and, like, checking all of her stuff, and then the lawyer snuck in a bunch of stuff because she was the one.
Does the x-ray thing? Is it a picture?
But I don't know that they x-ray you. That's what I'm asking.
John, my crazy ex used to travel with weed in her honey hole all the time. I witnessed her go past a drug dog perfectly fine on more than one occasion.
Why?
It's important, John.
First off, go into jail and drop it off?
Maybe.
Why else?
Just traveling. Just traveling, I think.
Section 2 of life I don't know about.
Yes.
I've never been in situations with drug dogs and multiple occasions that would require me to say, well, this is happening so often, I need to start hiding things. So she's going places where drug dogs exist.
Right, right.
A lot.
Across a border.
Enough to go, I need to start hiding this. So she's going back and forth to Mexico with weed in her
hooch. Not even the border, just probably flying at the time when, you know, if you have more than...
But that often? You can't get weed wherever you're landing?
I guess she's going to...
It's not like it's just indigenous to Phoenix. You don't have to stuff the honey hole and risk, you know, the arrest. You can land in Houston and get weed. I know you don't know anybody, but I bet it's not that tough.
John, two things. Visitors get patted down, but that's it. They don't normally allow physical contact when visiting.
Right.
And another texter says, they do not inspect the visitors' buttholes, but when the prisoners go back to the general population, they get
theirs.
Their buttholes reamed out before they leave the visitors' room.
So I don't even think anybody would want me to visit them.
No.
So
would you
make sense?
No, I wouldn't want to.
If I was transferred.
If I was in jail.
I don't want you to go through what you're going to have to go through.
Pick a fight with my mom and say, stop visiting me.
Again,
that hurts.
And that's probably only the ones that have the physical contact.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if there's a glass window in between, there's
no
nothing
one's
past
getting
it, right. Yeah. But if you're sitting in that weird room, like in The Wire.
Those metal picnic tables.
Yeah, that we all picture, but we'll never see. Again, I don't care about anyone enough in life. Falsely accused. You were too close to it.
I'm not sure.
To ever visit you in jail.
If this guy spelled this right, but he says, Department of Corrections has a density chair. Don't know how it works. But the dog will smell your ass.
Honestly, do you like your kids that much?
No.
I don't either.
No.
I know Brady has a tough time saying that, but if Kirby was went Jody Arias on somebody, I would just ignore that she's mine forever.
Yeah,
if it meant somebody going in there inspecting my beehole so I could go wish her a happy birthday every August, forget it.
John, it's from when we go to San Diego. There's drug dogs at those checkpoints in Yuma. I hide my pot all the time. It's pretty easy.
In the beehole?
In the honey hole or the beehole?
Come on, guys. I can get pot in San Diego, and I don't even do it. You just go to Mission Beach and go, I need pot. 9 people will show up.
John, how come you're missing the point on all this? Her ass must smell really bad.
You make a strong point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something I didn't even get to. That's like D on my list. I'm on B right now.
Yeah.
I got 2 more to go before I get to the just basic hygiene of the whole thing.
John, I've been into tons of prisons on the reg. You just got to clear the metal detector.
on their bags.
This is why I love you guys. I've never been. I'll never go. I just won't.
John, they only made me take
Maybe
off my
interview
shoes.
Somebody?
No. If it means beehole inspection, I'll interview someone else. I'm not
yeah,
even...
Yeah, I think that's...
It's humiliating. Would you do it?
No.
Is there anyone in the world you can think of right now that you'd visit in jail?
And say you got to get probed?
Oh, just generally. Me neither.
Can't think of
anyone. Not a soul. Like, if I did something and went to jail, you wouldn't visit me, and I wouldn't want you to.
Well, you can... No. You can visit
I might
the class
accept
phone.
Your collect
that's
phone
no
call.
Inspection.
Right. Still. But it is for me.
Yeah.
I have to get my beehole inspected every time somebody pops by to say, hey.
Not on the glass.
How do you not have PTSD?
I'm not risking it. I'm just going to sit in my box until they tell me I can go home.
How do you not have PTSD on Visitor's Day?
No, thank you. You have a visitor.
No. Not today.
And it's you know why? And that's why when a girl has her first period, that's what they call it. It's the same as a prison visit. You have a visitor.
Check out this new text. Florence has you walk by a big-ass fan, and the wind blows at the drug dogs. If the dog barks, they'll check you out.
See, yeah, I know that prison has, like, really heavy stuff.
Yeah,
that's a prison.
Yeah, that's a state prison.
That's not just a jail. That's a prison. So they have a fan that blows your honey hole stink towards dogs.
Oh, man.
Just stop it.
Guy says, no, I have to defend my butthole. I'm not hiding it in my butthole. I duct tape it and hide it in the motor compartment. I repeat, no butthole for me.
You hide it in the motor compartment of your car.
Yeah.
To go to San Diego.
Right.
Where weed is
everywhere.
The Navy's there.
I think your card from here works there.
And weed's legal in California. Isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, you could... What?
Oh. John, would you risk the butthole search if Jody Arias offered you up a prison interview?
If they said it, they have to get a butthole search. No.
Yeah.
She's
old news.
Yeah, maybe like the day after the verdict and she only wanted to talk to me. Maybe. I don't think Troy Hayden got his butthole searched when he did the interview.
The guy on the motor mount.
Ask Troy Hayden if he got his butthole searched at Channel 10. Because I can't imagine that he would do that.
John, I don't know about you, but I can't take a pinky, let alone a Cadbury egg.
Yeah, I could. I'm, you know what? I'm a competitor.
You fight?
I've got a competitive spirit. I think I can take the egg.
But the guy on the motor mount might not be taking his personal stash over there. He might
He's
be taking
stealing.
Over the amount to move.
He's selling. So someone
to
in
pay for the trip.
Someone in San Diego. Oh, I see. So okay, I get it. So he's going to go over there and sell it to strangers.
John, it's actually hard to buy weed in San Diego. Los Angeles, no problem, but San Diego's locked down.
I don't know. That beach is just loaded with it. That's all I smell.
Pacific Beach.
Oh, I won't go to Mission Beach because of all the drug addicts. It's everywhere down there. It's nice, and you get fooled, but it is a drug addicted mess. I'm not. Yeah, I got offered weed at Coronado. At the Dell, for God's sakes. There's weed all over the place. I don't think that's a tough get.
Well, moving on.
Don't put it in your buttholes anymore. That's all I'm saying.
Baggage handler Taboon Key is in trouble. 286 counts of mischief. According to what he did was he switched the tags on 300 pieces of luggage.
Oh, he was sending people the other way.
Oh, come on, dickhead.
That is mischievous. That's legally mischievous.
Old Taboon Key is going to go to jail.
You just like his name.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I bet you there's a lot of baggage handlers at airports named Taboon.
No way.
I think so.
Target is going to start putting maps in their stores so people understand the grid. We were talking about that the other week. In certain stores, they change things around.
Right.
I noticed Whole Foods had maps out, too, because they've...
Like Disneyland maps?
So you know where things are.
Oh. Isn't that what the sign over
Have
the aisle is for?
Have they become so big that you need a map?
Yeah, people, some of the grid, well, they're making them the bigger stores,
but
the superstores.
That's what the sign's
the sign
from the ceiling.
Well, it is kind of cute,
right?
Though. They're probably
there's certain things. So,
the charger for the map?
If I'm going to a place that's so big I need a map, it better have a fun park in the middle of it. IKEA needs maps.
This hotel in Singapore is set up for serious gamers. They want to take a vacation, and all they want to do is play video games.
Sweet.
So the rooms are about $100. There's a two beds or one bed, and there's two gaming stations. and it's totally set up for you to not even have to leave your room.
Just fly to Singapore and sit in your hotel.
Yep. And they'll even do it hourly at $12 an hour during the week, and then it's $75.
Maybe I'm a bigot, but I pictured all Asian hotel rooms to be set up completely with lots of video games.
Really?
Like in a math station.
And an abacus?
Yeah, to get an... Well, no, they're way past that. Like a digital abacus.
Oh, okay.
If you own math, like, you have a mathletic section in the corner, and then just video games everywhere in the room.
I'm a mathlete.
It's the only way I'd go to Asia. If that would be disappointing if I walked in and it was just like an American hotel room. I want video games and like the latest technology and a robot lady. That's me and my bigotry.
Brandon,
those Asians are ahead of us.
Brandon Eaton of Grant City, Missouri, walked into a convenience store and had to break a 100. It's like, you got to buy something. All right, well, give me a $20 scratcher. Breaks a 100, gets a $20 scratcher, wins 100 grand.
Nice.
You got to tip out that.
Well, they get their money.
This whole
for selling
store does, the yeah. employee
no,
does.
No, the employee that sells it gets a little piece, too.
Oh, really?
I know with the big ones they do. Maybe not the scratch, but a $100,000 scratcher ticket, I think the employee gets a cut and the store gets a cut.
And he said, great news, pretty good timing because I'm getting married in 25 days.
Nice. That's a big win.
It'll pay. Pay for the wedding.
I hope so. Oh, I can't
Again,
even imagine.
You're talking about half of that gone because you figure, what am
I know, but a
$50,000 wedding. $25,000 the average.
No.
You can get married for $800 and it can still be fine. Yep. Less you can do that. It for cheaper than that. I'm just saying if you need to have a show.
$100 for the justice of the peace, I think it cost us.
25. Jeez.
Ugh.
This potentially could be a new segment, but we don't come across it too often.
Okay.
Carney news.
Man.
You have the circus music.
I do have something that we could possibly throw in. I don't know if I have it anymore. We've avoided the carnies so long, I don't even know if I have circus meat.
Get away from them. Let's see if I have something.
Well, go ahead. Oh, here it is. I got it.
Okay. Hello, my friends. This is Brady Bogan. This is Carney News. You want to ride?
Yeah, that sells it, the last part.
Let me check your bill.
A Ferris wheel at a carnival in Greensboro, North Carolina, malfunctioned last Friday. And one of the Ferris wheel cars tipped over. It was hanging sideways. Two little kids in there, 7-year-old boy, 5-year-old boy, had to hang on so they wouldn't fall out.
They're scared.
Looks like they're about 20 feet off the ground. The video's pretty.
You have the video?
Yeah, there's a video.
Oh!
Carney worker Albert Irwin started climbing the Ferris wheel to save them.
With his superhuman meth strength.
When he got there, he tried to calm him down. Just take a little of this!
He gave him a little pill.
Drama on the Ferris wheel.
Oh, no! Whoa, whoa. The carny takes a spill. Oh, my God.
I'm good.
I'm all right. The heroin makes nothing hurt. Oh, man. Never, ever go.
5-year-old Albert Irvin climbed the Ferris wheel to save the kids.
They need a firefighter.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody on the ground had sense. The carny climbed up. Some lady says, they need a firefighter. Yeah, you called a fire department for that.
I broke my finger.
Broke my finger, and I don't feel nothing because of the opioid epidemic. I'm doing well, though, in the
He's
carnival.
Pretty clean. They cleaned him up.
Got my tap-out shirt on.
Yep. That's horrifying. Did the kids die?
No, they're alive.
Where are they hanging?
They're in the tilt-a-whirl right now, stuck.
Yeah.
since Friday.
Just avoid that, like the plague, by the way. Local carnivals. Oh, man, he takes quite a tumble. But the lady on the ground nails it. No, they need a firefighter. The last thing you want to hear in your world when you're in peril is Carney to the rescue.
Oh, yeah, you've made some bad choices.
Your life is miserable. Carney saved my life.
We got a couple other...
Carney's?
Radio videos.
Oh.
That's your Carney news, youngins.
Yikes. Yeah, I never want to be sitting in an Inside Edition interview room
no.
next to the guy who
Stop
saved me
it if,
and say the phrase, if it weren't for this Carney. Because that's how I'd have to talk now. If it weren't for this Carney, I ain't going to have been here no more. I was born the lucky man.
Used to kid be able to ride.
used to kid make sentences, but twerp for this carny. I wouldn't be alive now, so I'm now one of them.
Yeah, I don't ever want to have that or go, if it weren't for the guys at the Renaissance Festival, I wouldn't be alive today. Those are two phrases I never want to say.
If
it weren't for the acting at the Renaissance Festival, I wouldn't be here today. Is a phrase that I put myself in such a disastrous mess. Oh, thank God for those Renaissance people. I'll never say that phrase. Thank you, Renaissance Festival actors. You've saved my family. And I don't want to know what happened to. And I'm not going on those local ones. You ever go by those local carnivals?
Oh yeah,
I've been. Remember
that one in Guadalupe that would just. Oh,
they used
up?
To do one on Higley and Elliott twice a year.
Yeah, you don't go to those.
Who's that brought put on by?
You know, like a high school.
Yeah, but they hire carnies. They hire the outfit.
The carnival.
I forget
company.
The company is. There's like two of them.
Out. No.
Right out.
I'm talking to the carnies.
Yeah, you're talking to carnies. They're not seeing you at all.
Thanks, Dragon. This talking dragon.
Mr. Dragon.
He's always big words. He breathes fire and barbecue.
Yeah, I have no thanks. Talk about stuff in your butt. Everybody at that thing that's employed by the carnival has heroin in their ass. And if your kids say, like, an accidental phrase that pays, like if one of them says,
I like eagles.
Eagles? Eagles?
Eagles.
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 That's three. Follow me.
And then he pulls a baggie out of his ass and gives your kid a thing of heroin.
It's an egg. It's a plastic egg.
It's a plastic egg of heroin. You're going to have to eat that.
All right, the next radio video comes from a Laos work camp.
Oh, in Laos?
Yeah. Cambodia.
They have cameras up?
Work camps. They got plenty of cameras.
That would be frowned at.
This is a dam that breaks.
Oh, boy.
And
when you say work camp, I'm assuming slaves.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'm running away from this raging river.
Yeah, the guy got out of the bulldozer and left it rolling.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's not in it. Okay.
And so the guys were like, I'm going to save my car.
Yeah, he is. It's the only car in Laos. That is a big river they were trying to dam.
Oh, it starts working.
Go, Laos. Go, Laotian.
Well,
Dum Dum
left the dozer
it.
In the way.
You so can't
two
get
cars try to pull out, but they're blocked.
What were they doing to the. They did a poor job damming this, by the way.
Yeah, the dam broke.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, there goes.
The new house. The guy run back in the warehouse.
Quality construction on that house, though.
Oh, too late.
Nope, they're done. Cars are swept
road
away.
Trainer.
No one died.
Well, it doesn't look that harrowing.
There's a wall right there. Just go jump that wall.
Yeah, exactly.
No. All right. Well, it took forever to get
over the wall.
It's late. That's a beautiful.
Look at it coming over the side over there. It's
by the way, a beautiful language.
But hold on. How did these guys get up on the roof? The other ones could.
Yeah.
Oh, part of the work
up
camp.
On another roof.
Beautiful language, Laotian.
Just
so angry.
I love you too.
Okay, the next one, we can't show the whole thing because it's 8 minutes, but it's worth watching.
Okay.
Uh-oh. It's an MSNBC host.
Oh, well, this is Lawrence, what's his name?
Yeah,
lost
Lawrence O'Donnell.
Mind.
Because his earpiece. Somehow, other audio was coming in there.
Bunches of people were talking to him at once, and he lost his mind. Here's the fun thing about this that I like. This proves that someone or many people at MSNBC hate Lawrence O'Donnell.
Yeah, it looks like a sabotage.
Because otherwise, there's no reason to leak this video. The reason Bill O'Reilly's F It, We'll Do It Live thing is so infamous is because people at Inside Edition at the time hated working with Bill O'Reilly, so they leaked out his rant. This is true with Lawrence O'Donnell.
Last night, Lawrence tweeted, a better anchorman and a better person would have had a better reaction to technical difficulties. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I roll with the punches sometimes.
But it is, I love the topics that he's covering, too.
No, does he cuss a lot? I didn't recognize
him. He does when it gets into it in about 4 or 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Rachel. Well, today, President Trump visited Texas, but he forgot to bring any empathy with him, but he did bring a hat.
Oh,
a hat that is for sale.
So were you.
58 seconds.
What's going on? Why am I losing this? Why don't I have sound?
Go get him, Lawrence.
All right, it's back. Someone's pressing buttons and turning my sound off. Who is for a Labor Day rundown in my ear?
Watch how jittery he gets when
he's angry. I like
10
this.
Seconds.
I like this.
Wow. Is
this.
Someone in that control room is out of control.
Oh, good one. That's a Democrat fight.
Yeah. He's not happy. Oh, it gets. Oh, it's so intense.
He looks like such a sissy duck. Ooh, jeez. Oh, I didn't expect that, Lawrence. He's bombing me right now. Big efforts.
It might be worthwhile to edit. Cause.
Yes. Oh, just watch it. We'll put it on our Facebook page. It's all over the
when
place.
He finally snaps.
Oh, here he goes. He's pounding the desk. Look at that angry little Democrat face. That MSNBC pansy face.
So the president went to Texas today, and as Politico reports, he did not meet a single storm victim, see an inch of rain, or get near a flooded street. He was born in horrific disaster and tragedy, and into that tragedy today stepped the president of the United States.
Does he cuss again?
There's insanity in the control room tonight.
What a win.
Get to about
his little face.
15 seconds. 15
what is that?
10 seconds.
How can I?
His off the air face is crazy.
Watch the smile.
And you get a plaster here smile back smile. On his face. This is great. Well, I'm back. I'm still Lawrence.
If you think the president's language.
About the 4 minute mark where he just goes
he loses
ballistic.
It. Yeah. Oh, man. I love when news people lose their minds. But yeah, this is.
Is Donald Trump going to be called to testify to Congress? Michael Iskoff has the latest on that.
He's disgusted.
Oh, he's so mad.
Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer? Where is it?
I don't know.
Where's the hammer? Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering. Stop the hammering.
Yeah.
As he looks into the camera.
15 seconds. Smile again.
Oh. I'll go down to the goddamn floor myself and stop it. Keep the goddamn commercial break going.
All right, that's enough of him. I could watch that for hours.
It's unbelievable.
I could watch him do this for hours. Oh, I love that stuff.
No emotion out of the girl.
No, because they all hate him. They all hate him. This is not unusual. Everybody's business as usual. Nobody's like avoiding Lawrence. They're doing their jobs around him. The guy in the camera's like, look, it's the other floor. They're
then,
used
then
to
he
it.
He yells the president's name. Oh, I will
great.
Go to.
Oh, that's great stuff. Oh, I love it. I'm going to watch that a bunch. There you go. That's your Brady Report. We'll talk to Eric in just moments. He's out of Tatum and Shea at the Fry's. We'll put that on our Facebook page. Oh, I love that. And that's true. If that happens to you, if you lose your mind at work and someone videotapes it and they hated you. Because people who like you will be like, look, it was a natural thing. I understand. We're not going to leak that. We don't want to make you look bad. People at MSNBC don't like him, or this would have never leaked out.
I think you saw it, but it was Brenneman's birthday.
Oh.
Studley made a reel of...
Of him losing it?
Yeah.
But they didn't leak it to the public.
No,
people liked
it. It was a surprise birthday party.
Tom's nuts.
Yeah.
On the air. Like, off the air, he screams at everybody. Oh, we're back. I don't know, baseball at its finest and everything else. Why are the mother... Everybody's a... I hate you all.
Where's the hammer?
Reds are up 2-0 here as we come back to beautiful, great American Bowl.
I think I forget the crossover either because I know Colangelo was involved, so it was a Diamondbacks thing, and so they played this thing.
Oh, yeah. No, I've heard stories about Tom losing his mind. He's a technician. Like, everything has to be perfect or he loses it, and that's great.
Well,
but
if
everybody
they
likes
a thing,
him.
They're like,
right.
Yeah.
And they all recognize Tom's right.
Yep.
Because he doesn't do it for no reason. If he gets on the wrong side of people, those will leak out. That's inevitable. When they hate you, that stuff leaks. When they like you, it becomes a Christmas party funny. We piece together Tom's rants, because we all know Tommy Rant. But that's because he's beloved. So they tolerate his nonsense. Lawrence O'Donnell, not liked at MSNBC. I'm showing everybody this. Stop the hammering!
It's the off stuff.
That's great.
You know, off the air. Like Gracie's things that got recorded. He can't swing
right.
a bat under that.
Right.
That kind of, those kind of bloopers.
Well, Gracie did that while the broadcast was going on. He didn't
know
his mic was on.
Yeah.
He just said horrible things about
But when
Chris
the mic
Owings.
Turns off, that's fun. In the booth, some of the funniest stuff is...
That's how horrible they are. But they're beloved, so it's not leaking out. If they're hated, that stuff gets leaked. There you go. That's your Brady Report. We'll talk to Eric next. And Christopher Titus will join us in just a little bit. It's 98KUPD.
Want a homeburger on the go?
Well, that sounds dangerous.
Download the 98KUPD app for live streams, podcasts, and more.